Good morning. This is the Up and Running Morning Show. That's Irma Franklin, the sister of Aretha Franklin. And that was her big smash hit, her one big single. And of course, Ms. Joplin took that song and, well, did a wonderful job covering it. And we have the privilege of having in the studio with us our friend Butch Denner. And he, well, comes from the KZE listening area. He is our neighbor, and he has a lot of information about organ donation. And April is Organ Donor Month. Good morning, Butch.
Good morning, Rick. How you doing? Thank you.
I'm doing really well. It's great to have you back in the studio. You've been a guest here each April for years and years, and we're grateful to have you back because your information saves lives.
Thanks, Rick.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I'm 18 years post-liver transplant, so I think I've been doing these events about 15 years now, just spreading organ donation awareness. I was on the list waiting for an organ for 8 years, eight really long years, many trips to the emergency room, many blood transfusions, many, many critical moments for those 8 years. And because back in the late 90s, early 2000s, organs were organ donation was less known. Now in New York State, there's still 9,000 New Yorkers, your neighbors, that are on a list waiting for the gift of life.
9,000.
Yeah.
New Yorkers only. So how many nationwide?
46,000.
Wow.
Yeah. New York has a big chunk, and we're very low on the list of people that have signed up. We were last, which was embarrassing for a bunch of years, but thanks to the work of our county clerk, Nina Postupak at the DMV, our DMV is wonderfully proactive. New York is now no longer last. We are third to the last. Huh. We're trying to beat, you know, Mississippi. If we can get fourth to the last, that's really good. Colorado has almost 90% of the people signed up.
Wow.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Wow.
Yeah. We think that New York City, because there are so many people that don't drive and don't go to the DMV, that's why they're so low down in the city and the boroughs. But still, this is why I'm here, to spread the awareness that 17 people die every day waiting for an organ.
Wow.
And I waited 8 years. And when I got my gift, it was truly a miracle. And now 18 years later, I was able to see my granddaughter born and grow to be a teenager that I'm so proud of. I got to build a September 11th memorial for my community. Another thing I'm very proud of, with no government funds, all privately funded. Those are the things that you can do when you have the gift of life. 18 years that I've been able to say thank you to my donor, Frankie. You know, they say organ donors are the angels from God. Well, we live like our donors are watching. And that's why I'm here with you, Rick, because Frankie says go do good. And I try to honor his gift.
Wow. So 18 years you've been a recipient of an organ donation. How can I help somebody in the future? What's the trick? How do you do it, Butch?
Well, there's two schools. You know, I'm getting older now. I turned 74 this year.
Congrats.
Thank you, sir. And I'm more impatient than ever. So my focus is, yes, please sign up. Go to donatelife.ny.gov. Go to registerme.org. Go to the Board of Elections, go to the DMV, and Nina's crew will be glad to have you sign up. But those are all great ways. But that'll happen in years from now, God willing, after you pass away, naturally.
Yeah.
What I am focused on is living organ donation. There are so many people out there, 8,000 people need a kidney. You can donate a kidney or a piece of your liver while you're alive. And you can look into the face of the person whose life you saved. You can really be an angel, a hero. And we know people. My friend Tara Salerno in Kingston gave her sister a piece of her liver. And now years later, her sister is a nurse in a hospital.
Wow.
Life goes on.
And saving other people.
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing how a liver is regenerative. And, you know, just a piece of it can grow back and save people. And when I found that out, that information, kind of blew my mind.
It's an amazing thing. Unfortunately, I was so sick. The 60s and 70s was so good to me that 92% of my liver was scar tissue and only 8% was functioning.
Wow.
Yeah, that's why I was yellow-green at my wedding. Wow. So I could not get a living donor. We tried. My wife had an early website when the internet was just starting, butchneedsaliver.com. And we had a great auction. Little Feet guys helped. Paul Barrera painted a guitar. We auctioned it off. Richie Haywood cymbals, Levon stuff. And we had a great time and paid some of my medical bills. But I never got the living donor that way.
Yeah. Well, it's good that you can direct people to do it. And it's great that you have taken the initiative to help the Organ Donor Donate for Life Foundation.
Yeah, we were just up in Albany, all the Donate Life New York State volunteers. We had heart recipients. We had donor families. I heard stories of a mother, God bless her, whose daughter passed away after her wedding in a car accident on the thruway. And she gave six people life. And she every year goes, and we lobby the Albany legislators for things that our organization needs. Like we need to have our primary care physicians, your regular doctor. You can't sign up there for organ donation. It's just not in the system.
Wow.
And that's the doctor you trust the most.
Wow. But you can sign up on the back of your license.
Yeah, the DMV is the number one spot, absolutely. But also, don't forget, Rick, they just changed the law, so now 16-year-olds with consent of parent can sign up.
Really?
Because figure it this way. When you have kids and they go to get their permit, they're 16.
Yeah.
After that, today's kids do everything online, so you never get them the chance to check that box. Will you be an organ donor? And we passed a law saying that you have to at least address the issue. Either you check the box, yes, I am, or you check the box, no, I'm not. But you can't continue in your license procedure without checking the box. So you have to make the decision.
And one organ in particular is in great need besides livers and hearts. And it's something we have a lot of, and that's skin.
True. There was a gentleman with us in Albany who all his life was an advocate for skin donation, and he needed actually that kind of a stem cell transplant, and now his knee no longer gives out. He can walk without a brace. He can walk without collapsing.
It is pretty amazing. And folks who have surgery and, well, let's say some kind of rash from a road scraping from a motorcycle mishap or something like that, you know, to take a piece of skin and put it over and help the healing is an incredible thing.
And also skin is one of the things you can donate with no age limit whatsoever. I mean, people that are 100 years old can still donate skin. So it's a real gift. When Natasha Richardson, a famous actress, passed away from her skiing accident, she donated to 11 families, plus her skin went into a bank.
So after you came out of the hospital, after you recovered from your receiving a new organ, how long did it take to recover?
Well, it took six. I had a little duct still in me because my liver was slightly nicked, so they had a little duct, but that was 6 months. I would say about 8 months where I was up and around without a walker and without a mask, and I attribute cannabis to a lot of my healing and other people's healing.
It is a magnificent medicine.
Yes, it is. It's a flower that gives life.
And, well, Butch, again, tell the folks how to donate their organs. What is the best method? What is something that they could think about maybe in a negative way? Like, no, I want to keep all my stuff when I'm gone. Tell them all about it, Butch.
Well, you'll be able to have an open casket. There's no disfiguration of your body. It's totally surgical, and they don't harvest the organs until well after, you know, the point of that death. They keep you alive on machines so they can harvest the organ, but nobody does anything except talk to your family before that at the point of death. But you can go to the DMV and sign up there. You can go to donatelife.ny.gov registerme.org. The Board of Elections, if you're a hunter or a fisherman and you get your fishing license, you can do it at the DEC.
Huh.
I just want to talk a little bit about when I first was getting my transplant and I was on the list. You know, you're sick and there's a guy in Ulster County, Johnny Van Vlack. He was the Ulster County consumer advocate. He was one of the pioneers of consumer advocacy. And Johnny was sick, waiting for a liver. He had advanced cirrhosis, even though he never drank. He had advanced cirrhosis. And yeah, it's funny. It's funny, ha-ha. But Johnny would have a cot in his office at the county building. While he was working, he was still sick and take naps. And we would talk through the years. And in December of 2005, when I went down for my transplant, John went down and went into a coma. Mm. And a week after I was discharged, my friend Johnny Van Vlack passed away, waiting for an organ. So in memory of John and all the others who've gone before us, waiting, sick, and dying, please, folks, think about giving life. Think about being an angel from God here on earth. Donate life.ny.gov. DMV, call me if you want to be a living donor. I'm on Facebook, Butch Denner. I'll help you be a living donor, and together we can save a life. Rick, WKZE, you guys are wonderful. Thank you very much.
Butch, all the best, and thank you for all the information. And it's simple, it's easy. Most of us who drive have a license, so it's that simple. Check the box, and you're up and running. Thanks, Butch. Thanks for being here. Thanks for the info. Thanks for the stats and all the best and best of health to you and to everyone who donates.
Thank you, brother.
You're welcome. And we'll catch you pretty soon. And don't forget that you can always give and help others with yourself when you're gone. You won't be needing those organs anymore. So give them to somebody who can use them. And then you live on forever. Butch, thank you so much for being here.
You're welcome, Rick. Thanks for the music, bro.
All right. All the best. It's the Up and Running Morning Show. We'll go right back to music after these words.